It's something for everyone. That's what the Conservatory of Theater and Dance plans to deliver in its upcoming season. Hi, I'm Ellen Farrow, coming to you from the box office to share what's on stage, what's happening behind the scenes, and all the latest River Campus activities. Ken Stilson, chair of the Conservatory, gives us a sneak peek into the upcoming season and what he says is a lineup audiences will line up for, including the world premiere of An American Hero.
Yeah, all six of these shows have something to get excited about. I mean, original works are always exciting and scary, and they're the most important thing that we as artists do. We celebrate new art. And Mary Poppins is Disney, and it's huge. And Dracula opening on Halloween night. How cool is that? A Raisin in the Sun has never been produced here either at Southeast. And we have a tremendous core of African-American actors in our program now. And they'll be working with an extraordinary guest director for this particular play.
In addition to those four shows, be sure to get tickets for the fall and spring dance concerts, which artistic coordinator Hillary Peterson is very excited about.
Next season dance concert is going to be fantastic. We have two guest artists. The one in the fall is Julie Bata, who is an African dance choreographer, and her work will be really lively and exciting and in that West African style. And then our guest choreographer for the spring concert will be Taylor Mitchell, who is quirky and energetic and is a contemporary dance artist.
Season tickets are on sale now. Individual tickets go on sale July 10th. Next week, we'll take a look at the upcoming symphony series. And for more details, showtimes, tickets, and more, head on over to rivercampus.org. And I hope to see you soon at the box office.